Welcome in, time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Conservatism and Common Sense with Big Al and hosting Jim McKinney. Jim is the chairman of the Re-Elect Trump campaign here in the county. Jimmy, I have a question for you. Some interesting news has come out about the Russians, etc., in Syria, and that story is being spun by the fake media in a situation that doesn't make Trump look good, whereas it actually should make Trump look good. What are your comments?
Yeah, so the New York Times and Washington Post have published articles claiming that Russian government has been paying the Taliban in Afghanistan to attack U.S. soldiers. So the immediate response by a lot of people is, oh my God, let's investigate, including senior Republicans, Senator Lindsey Graham, a number of others have jumped on board this and said, hey, we're going to have to look into this. And it's really upsetting. I think, the Trump administration has come out and said, first of all, the president was not briefed on it in spite of what the reporting was said. The second thing they've said is they don't know if it's credible reporting, and there are different reports that are out there. So they're trying to analyze it. The third thing they said was that somebody leaked it, which really has undermined the ability to research and find out if this is in fact an accurate case. I'm going to say one thing, which is, I think, pretty obvious to most folks. We all pay our soldiers to kill the enemy. No question. It happens often. But what I think is going on is actually a very serious information operation, a psychological operation to undermine the Trump administration in a much deeper way that reflects on what's happening with a negotiation with the Russians in Vienna right now.
Well, the comment that I would make is when you're running a candidate, your main candidate is a man who's in his late 70s, who is it's a pretty well accepted fact that he is suffering from dementia. You have to pull out all the stops, right?
That's what you've seen. And, the Democrats, especially on the Intel Committee run by in the House Intel Committee run by Adam Schiff since 2018 or, 2019, early 2019, when the House switched sides, they have been using intelligence for political gain on numerous occasions. And of course, we know all about the Mueller report, and that's, failed effort to undermine the administration on accusations of collusion with Russia. We also watch the intel community driven by Adam Schiff used this phone call with the Ukraine President Zelensky in order to undermine the administration, in order to actually impeach the president, which failed action. But here's what I think is happening. The U.S. and Russia in the last few months have been negotiating a nuclear arms deal. It's the first time in a long time that we've done that. And of course, we've stepped out of some of the agreements with the Russians since the Trump administration came to power, because the Russians were cheating. That agreement is coming close to an announcement, or at least some sort of settlement. And of course, they worked very late on it. I believe what is happening right now is that members of possibly the House Intel Committee staff, maybe Adam Schiff's staff, and this is speculation, or people within the IC are leaking this data to throw shade against the relationship with Russia in order to undermine that potential nuclear agreement prior to the election, in order to undermine any potential credibility of this administration that could come out and say, hey, we've got a new, nuclear arms deal with the Russians. I think this was a calculated effort coordinated with reporters at New York Times and Washington Post in order to undermine the administration. And I would speculate that it has something to do with the House Intel Oversight Committee.
Well, it's pretty obvious, Jim, from the great speech that you gave at the Republican event here last Sunday, it's pretty obvious that the news that we're getting, the actions that the liberals are taking are certainly not what I would call clear-cut and honest political competition. They are pulling out all of the stops. they are telling lies, but they're telling the lies in such a way that they are half-truths and not really the whole truth. So the opinion that you get from the news is totally false because of the fact that it's really a half-truth. Give me a comment on that, would you, Bud?
No, I agree completely. I think there's tremendous financial interest for people to support the Biden campaign on corporate boards, these diversity-driven boards, these, you know, politically correct and social justice-driven corporate decisions, which is apparent how much money they're donating to these crazy causes. I think the Democrats are trying to manipulate people in order to support their causes. I think they're trying to intimidate people into supporting their views in order to win this election because they really don't have anything to run on. And there's most of the issues that they've really jumped upon and used with the media are all falling apart. But the media continues to drive down that road because they really have lost perspective. There are very few mainstream, honest journalists that are willing to stand up against the mob and say anything. In fact, I'll be very brief on this, but an environmentalist published, a very respected environmentalist published an extensive, he's publishing a book, but an extensive article claiming how he's apologizing for the environmental lies that the left has been putting out for so long and that he was a part of. It was published in Forbes magazine, and Forbes magazine had it up for a day, but then was pressured to pull it down because it basically outlines the very clear case of manipulation of both the media and people on, you know, scaring people with environmental, you know, catastrophe issues. And that's what we see. These media outlets and journalists are being trounced and actually losing their jobs, beat up on by Twitter mobs, you know, actually physically assaulted or yelled at because of what they're trying to report, if it's honest or not. And it's crazy. We're seeing this very weird spin with the press in order to protect these ideologies and to protect this particular candidacy. And you can thank the Obama administration and the Clintons for manipulating the press using their leverages and tools of power in order to influence them and intimidate them. Thank goodness there are people that are still out there trying to make sense of all this, your report.
Jimmy, political operatives, of which former President Obama is one of the best ones in the world, are very bright and they're very, very devious. Listen, got a little message here for Barb and John, and definitely for Ann and Daryl, and also the other Daryl and your Ann, Cliff, and also anybody in our neighborhood who gets these conservative podcasts every morning. Jim will be updating the men's book club on the deck up at the clubhouse on Wednesday. I believe it's at 4:30. My wife Kathy has chosen to make this her one few social event because of her situation with dialysis and COVID that she's actually going to attend. So let's social distance for my sake. Hopefully see you on Wednesday.
To find out more about today's guest, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You are listening to KER Politics. We will be back in a moment.